Now, we're going to try something a little bit new this week, which is a quick-fire rundown of the major science facts that you need to know behind a major news story. And this week, Professor Cathy Eisen from Public Health England announced that the sexually transmitted infection gonorrhea could become resistant to all known antibiotics by 2015. So here's the quick-fire science on the disease from our Naked Scientist team members, Eleanor Tay and Pete Skidmore.
Gonorrhea is a sexually transmitted bacterial infection most often seen in young adults under the age of 25.
With 62 million new cases each year worldwide, it's the second most common bacterial STI after chlamydia.
Gonorrhea is on the rise in the UK, with records showing a 25% increase in cases in 2011.
It's transmitted between people during unprotected sex, but may also be passed from an infected mother to her baby during birth.
The bacteria can infect all parts of the female and male reproductive system, as well as the eyes and throat.
The infection is often symptomless, but may cause yellow discharge and a burning sensation when urinating.
If left untreated, more serious complications can occur, including the destruction of the fallopian tubes and infertility in women.
Gonorrhea is normally treated with a course of antibiotics, but some strains are developing resistance to these drugs.
Almost a quarter of strains are now resistant to penicillin, so alternative antibiotics are having to be used. In time, these may also become ineffective.
With no new antibiotics in the pipeline, awareness of safe sex practices and regular checkups are still the best form of protection.
So watch out. Thank you, Eleanor Tay and Pete Skidmore. Thank you also to our news panel this week, Neil Withers, Laurie Winkless and Mark Peplow. You can find out more information, including the references to the papers we've been discussing, on our website at nakedscientist.com/news.